Hey guys, welcome back to The Suburban Life. So today for this fun little episode, we are going to take some quizzes. It's going to be really interesting. Hope you stay till the end of the episode. And yeah, enjoy it. So first up we have, only an actual teen can get 100% on this internet acronym quiz. First is OMG. Oh my god, I think. Obviously, yeah, it's correct. IDK, I don't know. If you would have asked me like an year ago, I would not have, you know, known these acronyms. Of course, OFC, DM, direct message, I think. I don't use them myself, but I think it would be direct message, correct? WYD, what you're doing, I think. What you're doing? Yes. Then we have TFW. Oh my god, I don't know this. TFW, I don't know, FOMO? What the hell is FOMO? I seriously don't know half of these. Then it's TLDR. I seriously don't know nothing. V. What the hell could V mean? V, I think, yeah, W-E. No, it's wrong. It's actually very... Oh my god, it's that obvious. Now, TLDR means too long, didn't read. I didn't know these acronyms existed. So, next is FOMO. FOMO is fear of missing out. Okay, I think I could have known that, but I did not. Next is TFW, which I could not answer. That feeling when, oh my god, FR. FR is France? No, it is... For real, that's cool. TW is the what? I don't know, I'm just guessing it. These are totally wrong, I know. TW is trigger warning. OTP, one-time password, that I know. No, I think it's gonna be one true pairing, I think. One true pairing. Oh no, it's one time, one, actually, it's one, I wrote the same thing, why didn't it, oh my god. Okay, so it says you got 6 out of 13 right. TFW, you're so close, but so far. What did TFW mean again? I forgot. That feeling when you're too close and too far. So, I think I should start using acronyms more, but, you know, that will just lose the pure essence of literature. Of the whole English language. I don't want to do that. I don't want to use acronyms, but that's okay. I scored 27% better than other score takers, and that's just bad, I think. Next is, let's see, if you scored 8 out of 10 on this random knowledge quiz, your brain is too powerful, I think. I have done this. I will not do it again. I don't know. Next thing we're going to do, how brave are you actually? Let's see. Oh my god. Okay, this quiz is apparently not loading. Let's load it again. My image no longer available, so I guess we missed a bullet in that one. Next we have, how brave are you actually? No, I just did it. Can you pass this lie detector test? What are you? What the hell are these quizzes? How likely it is this quiz will test your patience? Can you identify fruits? Not doing that. This is, how intelligent are you? But this is, okay, let's see what this quiz is. So how intelligent are you? Let's see what my actual IQ brain power is. So begin quiz. What month had 30 days in 2008? What the hell are these kind of questions going to be asked? I'm not doing that. Sorry, I just, my exam just got over and I don't want to do these things. How competitive are you? The word association will, okay. Can you pass this basic math quiz? I'm not going to turn this into an arithmetic lecture. If you don't think this quiz can, can't guess your age. What kind of things is this? I'm sorry, but this quiz is only for people under 32. Not gonna do that. Not that I'm that old, but still. Only 25% of the millennials are passing this quiz. Will you? here's a famous person who's as old. I'm just telling you to, I'm just narrating and dictating the titles. I'm gonna come back after a while finding some good quizzes, so pardon. So I found a really interesting one. Make yourself a birthday cake and reveal your biggest fear. Oh my god, pick a flavor. Vanilla, chocolate, red velvet, carrot. So anyone who knows me very well would obviously guess that I would pick chocolate. So how many layers? 2, 3, 5. As many as I can. I don't like many layered cakes. So I'm gonna go with 3. Yeah. Pick your favorite cake trend. Fondant flowers, naked, gradient, or metallic. I think I'm gonna go with gradient. Really nice pick if you could see this. Pick a type of icing. I think fondant icing. Yeah. Next is choose a secret filling. Oh my god, Skittles, gummy worms, Reese's peanut butter cups, and jelly beans. I'm gonna go with jelly beans. Pick a random topping, chocolate shards, very good. Pick some candles, you can't really see, but I'm gonna pick the candle with the fire crackle stuff. So, okay, so my biggest fear is being alone. It can be partly true, sometimes I like to be, you know, left alone and stuff, but sometimes I really want people to socialize with. I think that's that. It might be true, but yeah, it's kind of true, I think. Okay, it says, pretend. Oh my god, that is so interesting. I don't know, like, if you guys would find it interesting, but it is, pretend to be a stylist and we'll tell you which Disney princess is your client. My god. Okay, this is actually interesting, but the thing with this quiz is that it has pictures in it, and you can't, guys, you can't really, you know, see the pictures, and I can't obviously describe it to you. You know, it'll take a lot of time and probably bore you. So, gonna leave it. Next is, what percent creative are you? Gonna go like this. Okay, there are many good quizzes right here. So, choose the number 44, 61, 100. I'm gonna choose 100. I just like perfect numbers. Choose the language. Spanish. There's no Spanish. What the hell? There's English, Hindi, there's French, there's Turkish, or what other languages, but there's not Spanish. What the hell is this? English, I think. Choose a country. I really want to visit France. I'm gonna choose France. Choose a movie, Sherlock Holmes, other. I think other, because there are like other movies that I don't really know. Choose an animal, dog. Pick a letter. I don't know, there is no letter, I mean, there is not any M, you know, Mac M, so I'm going to choose C, only letter which is available for my name. Choose a sport, football, definitely. It is, you got 88% creative, that's pretty cool. I mean, might be true, might be not, but according to me, it is. We know if you're left-handed or right-handed. Real quick, we are going to finish many quizzes. Oh my god, this is, it is not again coming, what the hell. Buy school supplies and which fictional high school you should go to. Oh my god, this is very, very cool. You guys, all the credits, BuzzFeed quizzes, you should really go check these out. It's, you'll have very much fun. Choose a backpack, it's like a green galaxy. Choose a lunchbox, Hogwarts. There's Hogwarts, yeah. There's Hogwarts and Minecraft. Choose some pens. Okay, pencils, the yellow pencils. Guys, you should totally try yellow pencils. They are the best. If you are, you know, you want to be like a kind of like a study aesthetic or something, you really, really like to organize your notes. And also, I really, really recommend that you use yellow pencils. They're, you know, they just complete the whole stationery look. Then you had to choose a couple of notebooks, and it says, Hawkins Middle School, High School from Stranger Things. Oh my god, that was so good. For those of you who have not seen Stranger Things, go, you know, leave everything, just watch Stranger Things right now. It's the best, literally the best. Go on a shopping spree and we'll sort you into a Hogwarts house. This is the last course I'm going to be doing, because I think I've probably bored you guys, but this is a really interesting one. I can't do that because, you know, it again has images. Which Hogwarts house do you belong to on the basis of your wish list? Let's see. Just loading, guys. Just loading. We'll sort you, build a meal, and we'll tell which Harry Potter character we know, which Hogwarts has, you think, one you deserve. That is really. You can choose a fruit, pear, orange, banana, apple, tomato, orange. I like oranges. You made plans to meet a friend. The day comes and you arrive early, arrival time, arrive late. Text them to reschedule, I think, on time. Many other, choose one from the friends. I haven't seen friends, but I'm going to choose Phoebe. Choose a word. Cattywampus, bum, puzzle, snickersnee. I'm going to choose a word called snollygoster. Choose an animal. Markhor, echidna, platypus. I'm going to choose platypus. The others are really weird. How does this picture make you feel? It's a picture, actually. I think of the place where, you know, the giant, what was the name of the giant, you know, which was Hagrid's friend, I don't know, kind of like that place. So I'm gonna choose uneasy, not uneasy, I think excited, I don't know. Choose a magical wand, a couple of magical wands. I'm gonna go with Dumbledore's. Oh my god, this is exactly what I was thinking, that you want to be Slytherin, but you belong in Ravenclaw. Okay, kind of like both the houses, but it was a really interesting quiz. Totally take it, guys. Thank you for sticking to the end of this episode. If you did, you know, you got to know a lot about me, and we got to enjoy a couple of quizzes. Hope you guys try it also, and have fun. Goodbye. Peace out. Share this podcast.